Mom always liked you best.
There you go. What do you mean?
My mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me. Mom and you and Mom...
Why do you keep telling me Mom always likes you best?
Because she...
Every time you get mad, you say, Mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, Mom always liked you best.
You want to know...
And you always picked on me. You and Mom... My mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because Mom liked you best,
you know,
and she
why
never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best?
She... Oh...
Would you like to know why she liked me best? Sure she liked me best. Why not?
I never knew Mom liked you best. Your mom always used to pick on me. That's now I remember.
Yeah, now you remember.
Mom liked you best and she never liked me.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I happen to be an only child.
Touchy, touchy.
Touché, touché. This just isn't your night, Tommy.
Your mom gave you a dog. My mom gave my brother a dog, and I didn't get to have a dog in more than
anything. Everybody had dogs.
I didn't have a dog. You got to have a dog in more than anything in the whole world. I wanted to have a dog of my own. I asked my mom, I said, Mom, I want to have a dog like my brother Dickie Smothers. You remember me, I'm Tommy Smothers. And I never got to have a dog, and you wouldn't let me play with your dog or anything.
I remember when I was 10 years old, I said, oh, if I could only have a dog. My brother had a dog, and I couldn't...
I didn't get to play with your dog, and you would always tell Mom when I play with your dog, hey, Tommy's playing with my dog. You remember Tommy, the kid you don't like so much? And I didn't get to play with a dog, and I didn't have a dog.
Hold it a minute. Before we go any further, You know you had your own pet already.
Crummy chicken.
Well, you wanted it.
It's no fun playing with a chicken. They don't bark good.
You wanted it. You
said, I didn't want that.
You wanted to sell the eggs.
It was a rooster.
And every Saturday, my brother, all of his friends, they all get out their dogs and they get their bicycles. And I didn't have a bicycle either! You had a bicycle!
Now hold it down, You're just getting excited. You had a wagon. That was a good wagon.
One wheel.
What'd you do with the other wheels?
Well, it was hard for the chicken to pull that one wheel wagon.
Listen.
You never liked me and you went on hikes and
You know why you didn't get to go on hikes? You never would accept me.
You even had a dolly.
A what?
A dolly. My brother had a doll.
You shut up. You shut up about my doll.
You had that dolly. I remember you and your dolly. Yes. I said, Mom, don't give me a dolly. I always liked my brother. Mom says, always like your brother. I like my brother. We used to hang around and do things together. About once every 3 or 4 months, he'd say, come on, Tom, let's go smoke some Crayolas.
I certainly did not say let's
you
smoke
did
Crayolas.
Too.
I did not. It stains your teeth.
You go on hikes.
That's right, we went on hikes because dogs and boys go on hikes. You can't take a chicken on a hike.
Frank was a good hiker.
Listen, all the guys knew Frank was the best hiking chicken in the block. The reason you couldn't go on a hike, you couldn't keep up. You and that crummy wagon. But you want to know the real reason?
That's just one-wheel wagon around.
All right, Tommy, but you want to know the real reason? Is that it wasn't your place to go on a hike with us. We liked you, and we liked the chicken, but boys and dogs, they go on hikes together. They're buddies, you know? A little boy even sleeps with his dog. You've never realized the place for a boy and his chicken. Chicken coop. You should have kept that crummy chicken in that chicken coop, Tom, and away from my dog.
My chicken killed his dog. I know what's let's
what?
Do. Why don't we do the song? Why don't we not do all my songs? But why don't we do a song? A song.
What are you trying to tell me?
When I think of it, I'm going to say it. But say,
I like to sing longtime blues.
This is an impersonation I like to do.
You can't do impersonations. Yes, everybody sounds the same.
No, I have. You know, a lot of guys can do impersonations, but I've never done impersonations. But I like.
Are
to
you
do
as good as
you.
Frank Gorshin?
And better than Frank Gorshin.
Better than Frank Gorshin.
Twice as good as Frank Gorshin.
All right. What is your best impersonation?
Better than Sammy Davis Jr.'s impersonation. I'm better than anybody impersonations. I like to do my impersonation of John Schwartz. Hi, I'm John Schwartz.
Now, how am I supposed to know if that sounds like John Schwartz or not? I don't even know him.
Well, let's do longtime blues.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want to do longtime blues.
Let's do longtime.
You stand up here and you interrupt my introduction with a stupid impersonation. Hi, I'm John Schwartz.
Pretty good, wasn't it?
No. Now we'd like to do a song that's entitled The Three Song. It was written by a accompanist and a very fine poet and songwriter named Mason Williams. Now here's The Three Song for the two of us. Let's hit it.
The little winds sing a song of the sun in the sky, and I know, like the wind, songs will always be there. In your hair, soft and warm, light of dawn, shining fair. In your voice, as you sing, the songs will always be there.
Oh, little wind,
in your hair,
sing a song,
soft and warm,
of the sun,
light of dawn,
in the sky,
shining fair.
And I know,
in your voice,
like the wind,
as you sing, the songs will always be there.
Little ones are the kiss of the fruit from the earth, and I know there I taste surely the sweetest of all.
In your lips, sweet as dew, on the vines in the fall, the first kiss from your lips is surely the sweetest of all.
Oh, little wine,
and your lips
are the kiss,
sweetest dew,
from the fruit,
on the vines,
from the earth,
in the fall.
And I know,
the first kiss from your lips is surely the sweetest of all.
Little stars twinkle bright in the still sky above, and I know,
like the skies,
la, la, la,
of the night,
la, la, la,
it is true, la, la, that I love, la, la, only you, and wish it so to be true.
A little star
in your eyes,
twinkles
like the sky,
in the still
of the night,
sky above,
it is true,
and I know,
that I love,
only you,
only you,
and wish it so.
There's a lot of happy folk songs, songs of great heroes, great national events. And on the other hand, there are many sad folk songs about laments of cowboys who lost their sweethearts.
There's some about diseases.
No, they're all types of folk songs, like I say. There's none about, I mean, they're not all about shootings and things like that.
There's some about diseases. Some folk songs about diseases.
Okay, what kind of disease?
There's some folk songs about diseases.
Well, I've never heard any about diseases.
Well, there's
well, what kind of disease is there a song about? I want to know. Is there a disease or isn't there a disease?
There's a folk song about the scurvy. Guess I told you. See, you didn't think there was any folk
What's
song.
What's the name of it?
There's a folk song about scurvy.
There isn't any folk song about the scurvy.
There is.
I've never heard of a song about scurvy.
It wasn't a big hit. I mean, It's a folk song about scurvy. We even had a dance about it.
Oh.
It's called a scurvy dance.
Oh, the scurvy song and a scurvy dance. I bet
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the groovy scurvy, we call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a song about scurvy. I was at a dance one time, and we were doing a scurvy dance, and someone told me about the history of the folk song about scurvy.
Well, what's the name of the song? Or is it a dance? What is it, a dance or a song? Which is it?
It's a dance and a song.
Which was first, the song or the dance?
No, the song came first, and the dance followed up because it was such a popular disease.
Well, how did it go? Can you sing it a little bit?
Well, I don't want to sing it.
What's the name of the song?
Scurvy with a Fringe on the Top.
Now that is ridiculous.
No, dance, actually, Dickie, the dance, all us folk singers that were out preserving our rich heritage, we used to get together. And we have to do the scurvy dance. We'd dance around, all of us would dance around in a big circle. We'd dance around and around and scream and yell and fall down. We dance around as a ascorbic acid bottle.
Wait a minute, now that is ridiculous. Well,
you know why it's ridiculous?
Why is it ridiculous?
Because I made it up.
I'd like to sing a song for you now that is written by a friend of ours named Rod McCune. It's a very beautiful song, and I think it has a lot to say. It's entitled, The World I Used to Know. Someday the world I used to know will come along and bid me go. Then I'll be leaving you behind, for love is just a state of mind. Someday some old familiar rain will come along and know my name, and then my shelter will be gone, and I will have to move along. But till I do, I'll stay a while and track the hidden country of your smile. Someday the man I used to be will come along and call on me, and then because I'm just a man, you'll find my feet are made of sand. But till that time, chart the hidden boundaries of your eyes. Someday the world I used to know will come along and bid me go. Then I'll be leaving you behind, for love is just a state of mind. But till that day, I'll be your man and love away your troubles if I can. But till that day, I'll be your man and love away your troubles if I can. In the world I used to know, in the world I used to know, Do you have any favorite holidays?
Yes, I do.
Which one?
4th of July.
Why 4th of July, Tommy?
Because, I've always liked 4th of July, and there's many reasons that come to my mind.
Okay, what was the biggest reason you always looked forward to celebrating 4th of July?
Well, I'd say probably the presents under the tree.
Well, to me, I always liked the excitement and the noise. The fireworks and all the racket.
The noise, yeah.
Yeah, you like the...
From up on the rooftop, there rose such a clamor, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter, and I ran to the window and threw up.